Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Your Dunamis Life. I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard, Executive Director and CEO of Dunamis Center Ministries in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Here at Dunamis Center Ministries, our mission is to bring praise, honor, and glory to God by building Christ-centered, heart-connected marriages, births, and families who have deeper relationship with God and each other. And so I'd also like to welcome my co-host to the show. I'm chuckling because my people here are making fun of me. So we like to have a little bit of fun at Your Dunamis Life. You know, we talk about very serious things, don't we, Catherine?
We do. But this is Catherine, by the way.
Yes, welcome, Catherine. I'm glad you're here with us. So I know, rough start to the show. But at the same time, you know, we just want you to know that we just love God so much, and He doesn't want us to just be a sticks in the mud all the time or not have a good time in life. So, you know, they like to be a little sarcastic with me and tease me and, you know.
Be silly,
make fun of my vision and, you know, memory
and things
like that.
No.
So just welcome to a little bit of our goofy side. So, first thing before we go into our topic for today, Catherine, would you just let everybody know how they could get in touch with the show or with us at Dunamis Center Ministries? Because I think by the end of this show, you may want to.
Yes, so there's lots of ways. There's Facebook, which is Dunamis Center Ministries, simply. And by the way, Dunamis is spelled D-U-N-A-M-A-S. You may have noticed it on the link that you clicked on, but just in case, mentioning it. You can also, on Twitter, go to @YourDunamisLife. You can email us, which is dunamislife@dunamiscenter.com. And we have lots of great stuff for you to check out simply on our website, which is dunamiscenter.com. And then there is also the good old phone.
Telephone.
Oh, right, a telephone.
Right,
with numbers you can dial and everything.
And then you can actually talk to a live person or an answering machine.
Or depending on what time you call. But here in the Springs, that number is 719-231-7183.
Thanks, Catherine.
But
like I said, I think you guys may, you know, especially if you're in the Colorado Springs area, we may be hearing from you. We've mentioned on the shows the last couple of months kind of briefly that we've moved into a new building. It's come up, but we haven't really talked about it.
Right. And this is our big show debut. Ta-da!
Yeah. So basically...
Doesn't it look lovely?
Yeah. Take a look around you. It's really pretty. What's exciting is you're probably hearing actually a little bit more like little backgrounds or coughs or stuff because... We actually have a carpeted radio room. In other words, it's padded. We're in a padded room. Yeah. But it cuts down on echo. It allows the sound to feed into the microphone better. And that was one of the things that was so exciting about our move. There's so many things about it, but that was one of the things that we right away were able to take care of and present you with an easier show to listen to, really.
Woohoo!
Yeah, so that's really cool. But basically what we want to talk about a little bit is we've talked before about vision, and you know, Catherine, you and Jeff did a show on how God called you into vision. I did one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we've had big vision and very little space.
Yeah.
And we.
So this is kind of the vision of the center, would you say? Like
the physical location and plant. You know, I think at the end of it, I wasn't really sure what it would actually physically look like.
Yeah.
But the vision of the opportunity for growth and the space to do the growth, that is really definitely going to be able to be fulfilled here in this building for Colorado Springs and for, well, nationally right now. But if God opens opportunities for us to have other centers, this will definitely fulfill being like a core place for the center to be
the hub.
The hub, yeah. we're not quite in the middle. I guess you got to go across Kansas to be in the middle of the U.S., but we're pretty darn close.
Yeah.
We're towards the left coast, and isn't the heart towards the left side of the body? So there you go. We're slightly off center. Anyway.
Oh, that might be true in more ways than one.
Yeah. But you know what? Let me just start with a scripture. Let's try to get back on track here a little bit with God. And,
here we go.
You know, obedience to God is part of what we're going to talk about and hearing God's word. So I really thought when it came time to move for this building of Abram,
mm-hmm.
you know, before he was Abraham, And he was the head of a tribe. And in Genesis chapter 12, in verse 1, it says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you."
All right.
Okay. And then when you get to verse 4, it starts out with, "So Abram went."
He went.
He went, as the Lord had told him.
Okay.
And then it says, and Lot went with him, and, you know, goes into other details and things like that. Well, one of the things that I thought of is Abram was the head of the tribe, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And Lot was, you know, his nephew and was connected to him and, you know, went with him, and then all his servants and everything, too. And I was thinking how, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, when it comes to Dunamis Center Ministries, I guess I'm the head of the tribe. Okay. I know. Now, see, again, everybody's looking really frightened by that statement here in the studio.
No.
But God has put you and your husband very committed to what he wants done with this.
Yes.
And Sharon Prosser, who is like my assistant, our director and engineer here,
yes,
and she has shared on the show with me as well, that he just put this vision in your hearts to join up with me,
yes,
even though I had this vision from God for a long time. So I never feel like anybody here is under me or joined to me as much as we're all joined to the vision of God.
Yes, I like that idea,
yeah,
that visual.
Mm-hmm. But there always has to be kind of that one person that has to take responsibility for moving the thing forward.
Well, yeah. Too many chiefs in the kitchen don't work well, right? So
too many chiefs in the kitchen.
In the kitchen.
Mixed metaphor.
You like that?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So anyway, so that's, you know, the position he put me in. He's put you in charge of birth classes, and you're developing biblical wellness as well.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be leading portions of things and sections and maybe even a center. But there's still always that CEO person at the top. And,
right,
you know, and so good, bad, or indifferent, again, he's put me as the head of the tribe, and he spoke to that person.
Yes.
He spoke to Abram, and he told Abram to go.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times, what's really a blessing to me is I love to hear what you guys have to say. I love when you share, I think God is telling me this or that. But there is a definite structure of God tells me quite a bit.
Right. And final decision-making generally comes down to you.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm always open to, hey, we were praying and we felt like God brought us this. And then how does it fit with the vision? How does it fit with where the center's going?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to disregard that ever from anybody here. But yes, ultimately, I have to say, I've heard from God, or that fits with what God's talking to me about, or whatever. So that's really how the center got started in a nutshell, too, is God was speaking to me. God gave me a vision.
Well, and we have, like you mentioned briefly, that you shared your vision. And I think in that show, you could hear more details about,
right,
the process that you went through,
right,
et cetera.
Right.
So feel free to look that up on our archives,
yeah,
on Blog Talk Radio.
Absolutely. But part of it is we have to have physical space with which to do things.
Sure.
And so I always felt extremely blessed. We were in this office building here in Colorado Springs, owned by a man here in town. I was in the building for 14 years with him. I had little tiny offices when I just started doing the personal counseling side. And within the building itself, God always provided a little bit more,
yeah,
as different aspects of the center and the ministry grew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things is we, for the last couple of years, have really been trying to focus on getting this discerning childbirth out into our local public, out nationally, the books, you know, on choices for discerning childbirth and preparation for discerning childbirth. And we'd really like to get video done, like people could get video classes,
yeah,
or participate live with you and Jeff. And, you know, the thing about teaching a childbirth class, though, is you have to have room to have people in that class.
Right.
Right. Yeah. And so the last office we were in, when we were at 1322 North Academy, which is just down the road from where we are right now,
mm-hmm,
but we had an office I was in. We had a kind of storage room for the file cabinets and things like that. We had a room that you guys were teaching birth classes in, and
mm-hmm,
we did our breaks in there and stuff too. And we had another office we did the radio shows in, and if you were going to meet with a client for wellness coaching, we at least had a little bit of a space, but it wasn't really your space. It was shared space, and you couldn't,
yeah,
really have everything there for you.
Right.
So at the end of every year, I really do sit with God. What is the focus for this coming year?
Yeah.
Usually between Christmas and New Year's, I get a pretty good clear. Sharon and I do, and we all meet for planning in September, and we have a sense at that time of what we should be praying about and where things are supposed to go, or you know, what projects to work on or whatever. But
yeah.
It's between December and January almost every year. Isn't it usually like right the 2nd of January, you guys are like, I'm listening to me go, okay, here's what God has actually said
about
this year, the new stuff for this year.
Yeah.
And so this year, it was so abundantly clear to me, without even a doubt, that we had to make more room for the birth classes so you could have more students in the class.
Right, right. And so the office that you were in was a pretty good size room. You know, you had
decent, yeah.
You had a workspace, and then you had a space, you know, where you counseled clients. And then the room that was available for the birth classes was a little bit, I'd say, longer,
narrower,
a little bit more narrow.
Yeah.
Right. And so, and we had, you know, exercise balls, and we had pillows, and a table for when you guys took breaks. And
right.
So it was an open space, but it was kind of long and narrow. So
right, and we found during classes you'd have people on sitting against one wall and people sitting against the opposite wall, and their feet are almost touching.
Yeah, so really I think about three couples. It felt like about the max.
Right, and we'd really like to have about six.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
In my office that I was in, it was more square. You could put people around more walls, and you could fit six if you really comfortably.
Yeah.
So saying all that means that it, you know, I didn't like it, and you know, we could argue all day. You're the CEO. You need bigger office. Blah blah blah. And I could even arrogantly say, I'm the CEO, I need the big office. I mean, I could have.
Yeah.
But, you know, Catherine, we really have tried very hard at Dunamis Center Ministries to never let anything be about egos or to be about personal desire, don't we?
Right. It's really, I feel driven by what does the Lord want and which direction is the Lord directing.
So after our New Year's break, you guys came in and I'd moved the offices.
Right.
I literally had moved out of my bigger office so you could have it for the birthing.
Yeah.
And moved into the smaller room.
Mm-hmm.
It was not as convenient. I'll honestly tell you it was not. But I didn't talk about how I felt about it, did I?
No, it was the Lord mentioned or said to you that you need a bigger space for birth classes. And so you used, you know, made the best utility of the space that was available at that time.
And one of the things I remember with Sharon one day, she and I kind of joked about how, you know, it'd be nice if we had a bigger building, blah, blah, blah. But we ended the conversation with, but this is what God has provided. So how do we make it the most productive for God's plan?
Yeah.
Because this is the space He's provided.
Right.
And if He's provided this space, we can use this space in a very productive way.
Yeah.
So that was sort of the attitude. Then, The next word I got, and all of these required obedience.
Right.
You know, and I know what I like. I know what I think. I know what I'd like God to say. I know how I think He should fulfill my prayers.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, He doesn't always mind me. And I have to just say, well, this is what I got, and this is what He wants me to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the next thing was to change the counseling, not the structure of the marriage counseling or anything like that, but to change who I took for counseling or what my focus of counseling would be.
Okay.
And it was very, very clear that God was saying, I need to stick to marriage intensives, which are 5 days for 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
And supporting post-traumatic birthing couples or individuals. And not to take on any other kind of counseling. No singles, no PTSD counseling, no sexual abuse trauma, all of which I've done.
Yeah.
No long-term, other than post-birth trauma if needed. Yeah. So as we've made that shift,
mm-hmm.
I felt a relief. But, you know, again, honestly, you guys will ask me questions. I never feel like you're going, did God really say? But sometimes you'll ask me questions for clarification or why do I think that's what God's saying so that you can understand and support it.
Yeah, yeah.
So the question from Sharon was, but what do we do with singles or people who call? Because we have such a heart of compassion at the Dunamis Center. We just want to help everybody.
Right.
So we couldn't help everybody. I just can't. I have to help the people God says to help.
Right. You know, I think we mentioned before, too, on a previous show that, you know, there's a body of Christ, and the finger is made to do what the finger's made to do. It's not made to do what the foot does.
Right,
know?
Right.
So we're, you know, here at the Dunamis Center, this is what God has made us to do.
Exactly. Those, you know, three pillars.
Right.
But it was funny because, again, you know, because Sharon's there with me every day, so she and I get to really explore things sometimes. And she, you know, it's real easy to look at the natural. And one of the things in the natural was that meant my date book was going to look pretty darn clear for a while. I mean, you know, in other words, if you're only doing the marriage, then what do we do with all this empty space in the date book?
Okay.
The time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just said, well, you know, we have books to write, we have editing, we have projects, we have this, we have that, I have speaking things to make. We'll just use the time productively to move forward those other things.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, it was not very long that all that time filled up with marriage counseling.
Woohoo!
Yeah. And or the post-birth trauma counseling.
Yeah.
But, you know, it got to where now you can't even get in with me for about 2 or 3 months.
Right.
Okay, so there was that obedience. The other was, you know, we always talk about Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the rest of the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
Jesus said, go to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the rest of the world. Well, we've traveled, you know, all over the U.S., and he pointed out that we were kind of neglecting Jerusalem and Judea. So for us,
it's Colorado Springs and Colorado.
And the state of Colorado.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that we were to cut back and focus on Jerusalem and Judea. So we cut out any traveling that involved out-of-the-state speaking and things like that. And we just started focusing on what's available here in the state of Colorado, and we found some really awesome events that we've attended and been at and more to come within our Jerusalem and our Judea.
Yeah.
Now, why was all of that important to lay down?
Right.
That's the question.
What are we getting to?
What are we getting to? Well, Catherine, I've heard a lot of preachers and people say, well, you know, I was obedient to God, and then he suddenly gave me this great gift.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel like, well, I don't want to just be obedient to God because he's going to give me something other than Jesus.
Right.
You know, the Bible's really clear we're supposed to love and follow him no matter what.
Yes, yes.
And I went through a lot with the Lord to get to a place of, even if I never hear him speak again and even if I never see him move his hand again, I'm going to love him and serve him
mm-hmm.
on the last thing I know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have, like we said, wanted our own space. And we were given a word, and you know, through Sharon, and this will be real clear in our new building when I get that posted, because she had written it down and handed it to me a few years ago, that God told her we were going to have our own freestanding building.
Okay.
You know, not in an office, not in an attached condo unit, but
right. A
building by itself. Well, so like Abraham, we kind of birthed an Ishmael in that regard. And jumped the gun a little bit. My husband and I bought this one building that has turned out to be nothing but a nightmare and a disaster and a thorn in our side. And, you know, but it really felt like it was God at the time. And, you know, God told Abraham when Sarah brought this whole surrogacy thing up, go ahead and do what your wife says. Or, you know, he often told her, Abraham, just go ahead and do it. But it was like, why? You know, to learn something, to be, you know, fighting with yourself? I don't know.
To be miserable,
you know. So here we had to, you know, kind of nurture this Ishmael, which has done nothing but given us trouble.
Yeah.
And then, you know, wonder when the, you know, son of promise, so to speak, was going to come, this word he had given us.
Yeah.
So I lay all this obedience stuff down and talk about that because we did all of it with the attitude of we will function within the structure of what God has given us up to this point. We will make it work because we have a good God, and this is what he has provided for us up to this point. We're not starving. We're not out on the street. We're not have nothing to work with. We had something to work with. Well, I am not kidding. Almost within, what, a week or so of all three of these things being laid out. And this was over the course of a few weeks.
The moving your office, the counseling clients, and I forget the
Jerusalem.
Third one. Right. The changing the travel schedule. Okay,
yes.
So those three things.
Those three things, and we were just immediately obedient to them.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. I mean, I really honestly can say all of us were immediately obedient to it.
Right. Just like in Genesis, it says Abram went.
And Abram went. And so we went. Well, one day I'm sitting in my office, and, you know, I drive around town, and I see for sale signs on different businesses and buildings and things like that. And I think, oh, we could never afford that building, or, you know. And honestly, a week before this, I had looked at this building we're in right now online, and I thought, that is way too much for that building.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
They're asking way too much, and I'm not going to pay that much for that building. So one day I'm looking, and there's a building showing up because these things would come into my email from before. You know, we bought Ishmael, remember? So I have these, like, emails that come in that updates on properties available and stuff. And one shows up, and it's an office in the building behind us.
Okay.
There's almost a shared parking lot. You know, there's our side, and then there's a division, and then there's their parking lot. Well, I don't like those buildings. I think they're ugly buildings, and I don't think the insides of them are configured really well for what we do.
Okay.
To be really honest. So it pops up, and the Lord says, go look at that office building.
Okay.
And I'm trudging along again. So I call the agent to meet the next day to look at the building behind us. I'm standing there talking to the woman. And she says to me, okay, my dad's on the way over. He just got the listing for the building behind you.
Oh.
And I turn around, it's this building.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, I looked at that one, and the price was too high. And she said, no, the price has come down.
Oh.
So the dad shows up, and it's come down $50,000.
Wow.
Okay, so you can imagine, yeah. So it's the first day they had the listing, this agency. It's come down $50,000, and the agent works like, I can't even begin to explain the contract that essentially costs us nothing to put down on this building.
Wow.
Yeah. And it went so fast, and there were several other things that had to line up as well within a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that those things all lined up. Like, if this is from God, this will line up, that will line up, and they all lined up. And they were Dunamis Center things and personal things in my family.
Okay.
That had to line up,
mm-hmm.
and they all lined up. And my ultimate was, you know, because I am a strong leader, a lot of people don't realize I have a husband I've been married to for 33 years, and I do am under his authority.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm joyfully under his authority now. But I have been married 33 years and gone through a lot.
But that's another story.
That's enough for another day. So anyway, I finally said, okay, God, if this building is what you have for us, my husband is going to make that decision, and I'm just going to wait and see what he says. And he said, we're going to buy that building.
Okay.
Yeah, so we went for it. So
right.
Now we've got a reception area. Now, Sharon's office, I forgot to mention, was just a desk in the reception area.
Yeah.
The office.
Yeah.
So now she has her own office with reception. I have a big office again.
Yeah.
With a work area and a counseling area. Isn't that amazing? And you guys have a really big classroom area.
Right.
Big.
Yes. And we have this radio studio room.
Yes.
And Jeff and I have our own exclusive office.
Right. So you can schedule a meet with clients anytime. You don't have to work around what's going on in the other room.
Mm-hmm.
We have our own storage and filing area that, you know, we have. And we have our kitchenette. So we're excited. Just for us. There's other office space here. And there's other, you know, just like a room in the middle that these offices are off of and different things like that. But it also turned out there was a 5-suite office part of the building as well, behind on the back side of the building.
Right, with its own entrance.
With its own entrance,
mm-hmm.
which we've now been able to rent out.
Cool.
And they're moving in on the 1st. So why is all this significant? It's so significant because the vision of what we want to grow into, to have a studio to tape classes.
Yeah.
For people to be able to get online training.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff. To have this radio studio.
Mm-hmm.
To have you guys have an office you can work out of whenever you need to. To have a classroom big enough for, you know, classes no matter what. To have a nice reception area where people can come in and feel comfortable and welcome. And it has a little fireplace in it. And it's got, you know, I mean, everybody comes in and goes, wow, this is just like so inviting and so relaxing, and we're not tripping over each other in the entryway, trying to get from one office to another, trying to get the clients in, whatever. But because there's space on the back that we're not using right now, all that can happen when God leads it to happen.
Yeah.
Because we can open up and access that space anytime we need to grow.
Right. When God says it's time to expand it, it's there to expand into.
Absolutely.
So cool.
Parking is much nicer for our clients.
Yes. Yeah.
They're right next to the building, where before we had this long parking lot out behind us that had a lot of homeless people walking through it, honestly, after dark.
And the suite that we were last in, we had to go up the stairs.
Right.
So
there was no elevator.
Difficult. Right. Yeah. For handicap access.
And it was difficult for things like, you know, bringing in new jugs of water for our water cooler, or, you know,
climbing the stairs with them.
Yeah, climbing the stairs with them, taking my briefcase up and down every day.
Yeah.
It was just really not fun or easy. And for our clients to have to go up those stairs, they felt not rickety, but I don't know. They were slanty and they felt unsafe, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Not that they were, they just felt unsafe. And so we're dealing with pregnant people, and we don't want them going up and down there if we can help it.
Right, or out into the parking lot with the homeless people.
Right. So now that we have this fun building, which is a freestanding, you know, it's technically in a complex of other office buildings, but it's freestanding. It's all by itself. We're in trees. We have trees growing around us. If you go to our Facebook page, Dunamont Center Ministries, you'll see a picture of our new building there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got water features. In other words, you know, fountains and little creeks and bridges on the property itself that people can walk through.
Outside, right. It's a really beautiful space.
Right.
Like you said, it's very, to me, it's very nature-y, you know. With
right. And there's
like
these
said,
funky
walkways.
Squirrels out here that were looking at us like, what are you doing in my building when you first moved in here? Where'd you come from? Because the building had been empty for a while.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So having said all of that, on June 4th from 3 p.m. to 7:30 p.m., we're having an open house here. We want everybody who can, who's local or whatever, to come to our center at 2143 North Academy Boulevard, enjoy some of the most amazing catering designs by Salt of the Earth Catering. We're going to have speakers. We've got 5 speakers scheduled throughout the afternoon. They're going to do little 30-minute slots. Like we said, you and Jeff are going to be doing the choices slot. We mentioned that last week.
Right. We have a previous guest that's been on
our radio show.
Yeah, on the radio show, Cheryl Townsley. And
right.
We have
Beth Weatherford, who was also on our show, is going to be speaking on health and water and pregnancy, and Cheryl's going to talk about flower essences and how they can actually help with morning sickness and things like that as well.
Yeah.
We have Dallas and Shelley Shepherd from Harmonized Brain Center coming in and talking about low emission neurostim or lens treatment and how that can help your brain to balance.
Right.
And, you know, we just love them, and that'll be great.
Right. And so you can check out the archive show with them, too, which was really cool. That'll give you an intro, but come meet them. They're really,
really neat. Right. Absolutely. And then I'll be finishing up talking about the trauma cycle and body, mind, spirit impact and how that can impact your relationships and marriages at the end of it.
Yep.
It's going to also be a fundraiser, although there's no fee to come and join us. We just have to know you're coming because, like I said, we have the caterers, and we have to know how many are coming.
But the raffle items and the silent auction items are really cool. I know.
I'm so excited. In fact, Shelley and Dallas are going to give a brain mapping that you can buy in our silent auction.
That's a big value.
That's a huge value. We have a photographer who's going to put together a package for us on maternity, newborn, and the first year photography for your baby. We've got, you know, one of our local steakhouses. I mean, just great stuff. We've got some Avon ladies that have put together the natural shampoo packages for us. You can pre-order those.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, there's going to be information on the front page of our website at dunamoscenter.com. And you can also look into contacting us through any of the other avenues we mentioned at the top of the show.
Right.
And if you want us to email you or mail you the information, use one of those to let us know, and we'd be happy to get that out to you.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes. So we just wanted to take time to share with you what God has done and that we got this open house coming up, and we really hope you'll join us.
Yes. I think this story is really interesting, and I'm glad that you shared it with us. Thank you.
So I'm Dr. Pauline Dillard.
And I'm Catherine Pearson.
And we're going to talk with you again next week.
Yes.